You with us, Coach?
Who is this on the token banana? Are you a ghost or something?
No, it's the Musers on the ticket, the All Sports Station in Dallas-Fort Worth. How are you?
Is that you, Marley? I thought you was dead as a doornail.
Marley. No, it's Dunham and Miller.
How are you on the phone with me and not standing in front?
Look, we don't have time to explain telephone technology. We just want to talk to you about coaching again in the NFL.
Yeah, I've been out of coaching for like 20 full moons now.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, the sun god went in his chariot across the sky almost 700 times.
Yeah, sure enough. It would be 2 years, two seasons.
But I was pretty excited when I got the call that I was going to get some employment.
Yeah, some employment.
Yeah, they done pulled me off the land and told me I had a phone call up at the general store. So I put down the push plow. And I hid out of there and traveled 40 miles into town as fast as horse flesh could take me.
Why do you live like that? You've made a lot of money as a coach.
I killed a pig yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. And my wife yelled at me because it could talk. But I told her we still had this spider that could make words in the web.
All right. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
I thought you may have been talking about like a wild pig or something.
One time I was backed up from eating too much heifer cheese, and I had to use the siphon hose to blow some castor oil up me.
Well, that is certainly country.
And, yeah. Everything came out so fast it lifted me up and threw me into the creek.
It is going to be weird seeing you in New York City. That's just kind of an odd fit.
Yeah, and I'm kind of scared about that.
Are you?
Yeah, I ain't going to take no abode in the city there in New York. I hear they have buildings there that are taller than two barns stacked on top of one another.
Yeah, even taller than that.
Yeah, like six barns high or something.
Yeah, even taller than
maybe,
that, but
yeah.
So I'm just going to live in a holler down there on the Hudson.
Well, do you think Geno Smith is the answer at quarterback for that team?
I threw a sack of kittens in the river when I was nine.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible. We don't want to hear about that.
And my daddy, he beat me so hard with a razor strap, my tinkle wouldn't work for a month.
Oh, we don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
We just want to hear about, you know, like what kind of offense you're going to run in New York.
Hey, how you get around up there in that New York City? They allow you two horses or three?
Well, you can have a car.
Yeah, I don't know about city limits and horses.
Somebody came around and told me they got a metal centipede there that you climb inside the belly of and it takes you underground.
Subway, I think, is what you're thinking of.
Former Cowboys head coach Chan Gailey with us on the ticket. He's about to be a part of the Jets staff, which I would think is very exciting.
Yeah, God don't want us to get around or make friends with any mechanical beast.
How do you know that?
Put that in the good book.
I don't know about that.
Maybe I'll just get Mama to carry me up into the city so I can trade at the general store for my flour and sorghum and the whatnot.
Oh, your country.
Yeah, you're going to have a tough time in New York City.
Sometimes I see a hawk in the sky, and that means we need to have another baby.
Oh, man, it's so good to have you back in the NFL.
Are you the devil?
Well, no, of course not.
Then how come you ain't standing in front of me when you're talking?
Would you forget about that just for a second? We're talking on the phone.
Yeah. I got to go lay down on some straw now and take a nap.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. That's Chan Gailey.
How does he make it in this world?